Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, you notice there's been a theme to the podcast where we looked at time management, productivity. We looked at how to set up goals. We looked at how to prioritize your task. All of those things are very, very important to achieve your goal, which is going to be the next topic. Now, what I'm sharing today is about 9 things. You've heard all of those things before, except I'm going to share them again. I know it's November. Halloween is come and gone. You had about 60 days more left in the year, right? Goal is not something you never, ever, ever give up on until the day you decided that, you know, let's say today was the day you were supposed to achieve a specific goal or a task. At midnight today, you don't achieve it. You don't put it away. You don't give up. You don't make the list of blames and all the things that the reason it doesn't work. You have to look at what worked in the meantime and what still need to be done and continue on that journey, right? But you have to really be working on your goals. It's not something you just say and put on paper. It's not wishful list. Life is not a genie. Whatever religion you worship or you follow, these deities are not genies. It's not a bottle you rub their belly and you ask for what you need and then you get it. You actually have to put in some work. The way I look at it, I'm Christian and I want God to bless me. I give him a seed. He needs something from you to bless. It's not sitting on a couch and then waiting for something to come to you. Even the farmer, before he could get a harvest, he put a seed on the ground. So if you want to be blessed by these deities, they need a seed. So I'm always constantly working to offer the best seed that I can for God to bless. So these tips, I'm not going to go into details because I'm going to come back to the same exact tips later on. It's November. Start thinking and how can you structure your goals it could be accomplished. Don't do like you do every year in January, beginning of the year, people fast, they do all this wonderful thing. In January over and everything else is over. So start thinking about these things now. Log, start evaluating, start taking stock in a meaning that look what worked for you this year, what did not work and why did it not work. Is it wrong mindset? Is it the wrong tools that you're using? Are you on the wrong group of people? Sometimes it's not always you. It's not always the people. Look at all those 3 things and see what did not work. So in order for you to change that, let the coming year be the year that you actually accomplish your goals that, or anything you set up. And sometimes you get caught up in the details. Sometimes you get caught up in the process that me, I'm a learner. I get caught up on learning. So I call it a labyrinth of learning. I will continue to learn things. I love learning, especially this new business. There's so much to learn. I'll get lost, believe it or not, on some of those things and fail to do the money task because I'm learning. And sometimes I think what I'm doing is important for the money task. It's not always. It's a 50-50 things. And I'm learning when is it time wasting and when it's actually necessary to learn the tools, the platform to make the money task successful. So those top tips, we hear a lot about the goal setting mindset and how powerful it is. But why not take it on one step further? What about the goal achieving mindset, right? At the end of the day, anyone can set a goal. The real trick is actually achieving them. Read on if you want some tips on how to start achieving those goals that you set. So I'm going to put those under description of the podcast, and you're also going to listen to me. So for now, I'm just going to list them. I want you to start thinking about what it is they are. So then the following day, I'm going to break them down for you by 3. So it's 9 of them all together. So I'm going to do 3, and then I'm going to do 4 after that. So the first one is know what you want. There's no point setting goals unless you know what you truly want. So many goals are set and never reached because someone decided along the way it isn't what they want. Don't waste time setting goals until you figure out what you really want. I'm going to leave it right there. Number two, know why you want it. Almost as important as knowing what you want is knowing why you want it. Knowing the why behind all your goals is key to achieving them. The why is essentially your motivation. When things get tough, they will, and you feel like giving up, you will. Remembering your why or striving towards your goal can give you the extra boost you need. I'm going to leave it there. Believe in your goals. Good achievers truly believe they can reach their goal. They believe in the goal, and more importantly, they believe in themselves. Lack of self-belief is one of the biggest problems that goal setters face. Yes, you're supposed to set goals for the shot for the moon, but shooting for the moon, you have to have the ability, the mindset, the tools to shoot for the moon, right? If you don't have arms or legs, or you can't see, you can't smell, you can't hear, those are nothing wrong with those physical things I just explained, but you can't not shoot for the moon. Or, you know, we're talking about general people. Disclaimer, please don't send me an email. I'm putting limitation on people. No, I'm being real. You may not like it, what I'm saying. Are you in a position? Are you able to accomplish the goal you want for the reason you want it and for the reason you believe in it? Okay, so I'm going to stop here with the three, and then tomorrow I'm going to go over the rest. But for now, today's the November, we're in the first week of November. Start thinking about what the year is going to be like. As you are wrapping up this year, as you're evaluating the things that work, that did not work, start thinking how you're going to set up and recreate your goal setting mindset. It's a mindset. It's not a wishful thinking. I'm going to put on my mind that I'm going to achieve this. Tell me why, and, you know, is it important enough for you to make sacrifice? Where I am right now in my life, I'm ready to make the sacrifice to grow my business, because I made sacrifice to help somebody else's company. So I could take this impatient. I'm giving myself a speech right now to make sure that my business is growing, that I'm patient through it. Like, I'm planting the seed and waiting when the time comes, so God is going to be the one to give me the harvest. So I suggest you do the same and start thinking along those lines.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.